Greetings, everyone. I'm excited to welcome Chelsea Hall, CEO at Viral Moment. Chelsea, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Ben.
Hey, great to have you here. Let's dive right in. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, gosh, I've done a lot of things. I've been in tech for most of my career, product management before starting a company. And I started a couple companies of my own before Viral Moment as well in the kind of design thinking project space. Did a quick detour at Carnegie Mellon for a master's degree. And then I worked on as a subject matter expert for groups within the Department of Defense and Department of State, helping them figure out what people say online. It was a super fun part of time in my career, but I realized no one could understand video. And video was this huge, just massive gap in the market. So we've built Viral Moment as the first company that can understand video clearly so that big brands can know what's trending, what people are saying about them, things like that.
Yeah. No, thanks for sharing that background. And yeah, I know videos with shorts and all the different places, you know, with video analytics, I can see a huge space here. So yeah, let's talk about Viral Moment. Tell us what products and our services Viral Moment offers.
Yeah, we're a B2B SaaS analytics platform. Ultimately, a lot of our users love the data that we provide and you use that in like a dashboard format, although we do have alerts, notifications, and even services on top of all of that. What we provide our users at the end of the day is visibility. What the heck is happening inside these social video platforms, whether it's about my brand, my competitors, the topics and spaces that brands are in. In 2024, every brand has to be an entertainment company, and they've got to figure that out really fast. And Viral Moment helps them to do it.
Okay. And I was looking at, you know, some of the info from one of your fundraising press releases. So, and saw like, yeah, tracking brands such as Coca-Cola. So can you give us a little user case? Like if you're doing video analytics, like it's not Coca-Cola's videos, but it could be someone else doing a video. And then could you just tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's sure important to track your own videos and to understand them. But probably more importantly is what's happening out there online, right? Someone could be making a video about you, about your products, your competitors' products, there's just so many, even you know, TikTok and the social video is shoppable now all of a sudden. It's like, what are people buying and selling? There's just this massive, until Viral Moment, there was a massive intelligence gap. What the heck is happening out there? And how can you even know? We call it algorithm fog. I don't know how much time you spend on TikTok or social video, Ben. I hope not too much. But if you're scrolling and scrolling, the algorithm is really good and it shows you a specific world that's tailored to you. That's really fun as a consumer. But as a marketer, how can I understand the breadth and depth of what all is out there? Viral Moment tackles this problem by just understanding millions and millions of videos every single day so that we can get a good idea. What are people saying about you? What's going on in the market? What's trending? How big are those trends? How fast are they growing? We've almost got like a crystal ball, if you will, that can help you see all of that clearly.
Okay. And so if I was Coca-Cola, it could be someone talking about my product, but what if is it something where if I'm just wearing a Coca-Cola t-shirt and talking about, you know, SaaS metrics, but I got a million views. Is that like it's finding all these,
that absolutely
these scenarios?
Matters. Yeah. And I think that's where video is different, right? Like there's so many things within a video that could convey meaning, whether it's, you know, maybe I'm drinking a Starbucks and you want to understand that I'm holding that Starbucks cup. And, you know, maybe I'm saying something with audio transcription. Maybe it's an object in screen. Maybe it's a t-shirt I'm wearing or a gesture I'm making towards a thing. The magic of what we do, video is different than text because there's just so much more. If a picture's worth a million words, a picture's worth 1,000 words, we say video is priceless. And our technology is the first AI that can really distill all of that into meaning.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And so who is your target market right now? What's your ideal customer profile? Is it these big consumer brands or who are you trying to reach out and land as customers?
Yeah, today it's a data analytics solution. And we find that, you know, the users who get the most power out of our tool tend to be massive, you know, B2C brands. A lot of the Fortune 5000 really can, you know, get a ton of usage out of this. And that's because they have the bandwidth and, you know, they might have some data analysts on staff or a social intelligence practice within their organization. So that is our target market. And we'll call it our beachhead market. Those are the teams that get the most value out of us, our product now. I'm excited because we're really evolving our product very quickly in a way that makes it add increased value to an increasingly large market. You know, back in the day, there were so few people making media and making entertainment and who needed to be on top of that space. That's increasing rapidly as social video decentralizes. who makes great marketing content and video content. So as the world becomes more decentralized, our product is evolving to service more and more customers and bigger markets of customers with a bigger TAM ultimately.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're creating data that previously just did not exist, right? Through your analytics, like now we have this whole other data set to improve our social media, improve our influencer marketing, whatever it might be that they're using your platform for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'd say, first off, there's a massive paradigm shift in the market that social media used to just be very, very much about my social network, right? What's my mom up to? What cars are my friends from college driving? I don't know. It was where you kept on top of your network. But as I'm sure you know, that's all rapidly changed in the last few years. Social media isn't like, what are my friends up to? Today, it's how am I being entertained? How am I learning how to do things? Like video has just kind of taken over the world. You know, if I need to Google a recipe for dinner or how to change the oil in my car, I said Google, but I don't Google it anymore. I usually would hop over to something like TikTok and type in change the oil in a Ford. And then I can actually see videos of how to do that from other users. So there's a massive paradigm shift in just the way we use the internet. And Viral Moment is right there to help brands understand and navigate that.
Yeah, I love that. So what year was Viral Moment founded?
2021. So okay. We are in our third year of business now. We're about to celebrate our third birthday.
Oh, great. Great. Congrats. And do you have a headquarters location or are you virtual?
We are virtual. Our team is fairly centralized in California between San Francisco and Los Angeles, but we do have some team members all around the globe.
Okay. And then what's your current team size?
There are 7 of us full-time and we are hiring. I'm looking for a junior engineer right now as we speak. Lots of other roles in the very near future too.
Okay, that's great. Great. So engineers, please apply. And anything you want to share around revenue ranges, AR ranges?
Things are going well. It's maybe a good thing to hear. We're definitely seeing, I think the first couple of years we were in business, there was a lot of education. I feel like I was on a mountaintop screaming, video matters, everybody, you got to measure this stuff. This is important. And increasingly, I don't have to tell people that video matters. They come to me saying, oh my gosh, video is keeping me up at night. Do you have a solution for me? So that's been a really fun shift as people begin to understand the value of this. As far as revenue numbers go, we are tracking on over $1 million run rate. And I'm sure we're going to be well over $1 million in revenue this year.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And then tell us a little bit about your go-to-market motion, finding prospects, customers. You're going after these big companies. I'm curious about, the average sales cycle with these companies as well. So who are you reaching out to in these large brands?
Yeah, I think one of the things we've got going for us is there's a rapid changes going on right now with the market. Like I said, video, there's so much new, but there is an established group within these large organizations that typically has done social intelligence. So there's even an established line item budget that big companies generally allocate to social intelligence and staying on top of social media. And that number is growing. So what we've got going for us is we are absolutely servicing a new market, doing something completely new, but in a world where there are legacy solutions. So it creates a very clear path for me to generate revenue with customers. I can just go to big clients who have established social intelligence practices or there's usually some kind of a analytics insights group that I can target. And when I target those people and I get in front of them and I can say, hey, is this thing keeping you up at night? Almost across the board, they're like, oh yeah, my CMO's kid saw this on TikTok and now he's been texting me about what's going on or whatever. So I'm able to target an established group that have a pain point based on the market changing, but legacy technology is not keeping up.
Okay. And do you have a sales team reaching out now, or is it still founder-led sales? Or tell us a little bit about your sales team.
A lot of our initial growth has been driven by word of mouth, frankly. Okay. I think it's nice because these people talk to each other. There's not that many of them, and they're on an island in their organization. They communicate. So word of mouth has been great. We do have, some communities that we're a part of that have been magical for our growth. We are expanding our team. We just brought on our first account executive and are starting to, we're moving into a phase now where we've demonstrated, okay, there's a market for this thing. Our product solves the market need. It's time for us to scale. And we're just kind of figuring out what does scaling go-to-market motion really look like.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. And then switching to the fundraising front, how much capital have you raised to date now?
$2.5 million.
Okay. So $2.5 million looks like a seed round. And then tell us about that journey. So you're 3 years in, And did you see any like triggers or milestones that led you to that seed raise?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been milestones all across the journey. We got into Techstars very early on in our journey. That was when my co-founder and I both, I'd already gone full-time, but she quit her job. We both went full-time into Viral Moment. With, we can call that like a kickoff to a pre-seed raise. We were also in Carnegie Mellon's Accelerator Venture Bridge. So those were early milestones where it was like, okay, there's some validation. And we got a little bit of money at those times. I came out of Techstars in 2021. And I think that's when money was like, you had to just stick your hand out the window and you could grab some money. But you know what? I was pregnant. I was very pregnant at the time. I was looking to do a fundraise and just had the hardest time. It wasn't coming. And we had some initial traction. We'd done some work for some big customers, but just stuff didn't stick at that time. And, you know, I'm so grateful that it didn't, because what that allowed us to do is really prove out the company. We were scrappy and we had to make it work, and we did. And so I think we're in a really much healthier place now because of that dynamic, where we had to have the traction, prove out the company, do that on a shoestring. And now we're used to running we can run lean and powerfully. And I'm very proud of that. And I think we're really set up for huge success as we grow because of kind of the challenges we had earlier in our journey.
Okay, that's great. So tried to raise, maybe wasn't seeing it, feeling it, and then led to the seed round. So that's great. And so for other founders who are in that similar spot, say just starting out, creating a product, bootstrap, thinking about that seed round, any lessons learned in that seed process?
I would say raising is important. You need money, right? You need the validation from the VC world. But I would actually say, like, my time with customers and my time getting validation with customers and proving the product with like the market was so much more important. I talked to founders who were kind of obsessed with raising, and they're like, you got to raise. And they're going to all these VC events. And what we did that was really smart and really good was like, we just said, we're going to get so obsessed with our customers and what they need, and we're going to build for them and we're going to prove it for them. And that showed. Then when I went to raise, I was able to say, hey, look, I've got some of the biggest clients in the world and they're paying me lots of money and they care about what we're doing. And that made the raise much easier. So I would say my recommendation is like, focus on the product and get obsessed with it and like solve a real problem that's big and that hurts, and the raise will come.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate that insight. And at this stage of your business, Chelsea, do you have a favorite number or metric that you're focused on to guide the business?
Yeah, I mean, revenue's the big it's money in the door at the end of the day. And I think we're in a really great place where we're growing quickly. So MRR is a metric that I'm really guiding my business with. Are we growing month over month? Are we able to service that demand, keep up with it, keep it growing, you know, through the growth stage? As we go from like 20 to 100 customers, I think MRR is going to be the metric that I'm the most obsessed with.
Okay. Yeah, that's a popular one, MRR, ARR. And anything in-app, any operational metrics as far as customer usage that you look at to see if like traction is continuing?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, there's two dynamics, customer usage, and then there's also customer satisfaction. And we're really trying to gauge both of those. For usage, sure, there's like some nuances where we're looking at like what parts of the tool do customers use the most, where are they most engaged, what types of questions do they need to understand? I would say, though, just basic usage, are people logging in today is the big metric that I look at, like what's the volume of usage and making sure that that's increasing. I would also say customer satisfaction, just are customers happy? Are they getting what they need? That's the second thing. So when you pair those two together, you get a good sense of, is this thing working for people?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Appreciate that. So Chelsea, you really appreciate your time today as we wrap up. What's coming up next for Viral Moment?
Yeah, man, what a fun time to be building. AI is taking off, like social video couldn't be growing more. We are building out some really, really fun things about that are going to be driving the future of video. How do you understand it at scale? What a time to, with generative AI, anyone can make a video of anything. And even in a political year, that's kind of scary, right? How do you know, you know, there could be a video of you running around saying things you didn't really say? So we're doing an incredible amount right now to help brands monitor and understand what kind of videos are out there around them. And while we don't necessarily say this is a deep fake, we can say, hey, Ben, here's every video about you that we see out there. And these are the ones that have gone viral. We've got notifications, alerts like that set up. So we're just seeing a ton of market traction around that. It matters, right? You gotta have some visibility into these spaces. And that's an area that I expect us to really dig into in 2024.
Yeah, that's great. You don't want these big brands to have that Tom Hanks moment of, the fake video out there. So Chelsea, appreciate your time today, sharing your experiences and journey so far. So if listeners would like to learn more about Viral Moment, where should we send them online?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Our website's at www.viralmoment.com, or I've actually got our email hello@viralmoment.com on my phone, and it's one of the first things I check every morning. So I won't promise it's a straight line to me, but you know what? It generally is.
So. Perfect. Yeah, perfect. Well, again, appreciate your time sharing your experiences with the SaaS community. So listeners, if you'd like to learn more about Chelsea and what they're doing, check out viralmoment.com and hit her up at hello@viralmoment.com. So Chelsea, appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much, Ben. Cheers.
Thanks.